Hey there, and welcome to the Empowered Half Hour, the podcast that's all about empowering you to overcome any obstacle and tap into your true potential. This podcast is for you, the big dreamer, the goal getter, the business builder, the legacy maker. If you want more in life, then you are in the right place. I'm your host, Becca Powers. I'm a high-achieving career mom of a blended family of four kids, now all young adults, and I'm married to a first responder. By the age of 36, I had traumatically lost both my parents. Personally, I've had to rise above deep grief and learn to tap into my true potential so that I could live a life of optimized health, wealth, and fulfillment. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing these incredible stories of our guests. Our guests come from all walks of life, from executives to entrepreneurs, from high achievers to stay-at-home parents, to authors to athletes. Our guests share their trials and their triumphs and how they turned their impossible to possible. I encourage you to find yourself in the stories of our guests, and together we will change our trajectories. I believe that you have unlimited potential inside you, and when unleashed, you could change the world. So let's jump into this week's episode of the Empowered Half Hour and let the stories of our guests empower you in the direction of your super big dreamy dreams. Okay, I'm feeling pretty pumped. It's clearly time for some positive tea. Let's jump in the episode. It's tea time, baby. In this week's episode of the Empowered Half Hour, I bring you the client success manager from Powers Peak Potential, Jen Reyes. Jen's journey takes us from facing personal challenges, including overcoming alcohol abuse and the pressure of exceeding expectations, to asserting her place in the professional world, and ultimately landing up here at Powers Peak Potential, which we are thrilled to have her. There are some really beautiful takeaways in this story. There's lots of learning lessons within her story itself, but within this episode, we really spend a lot of time talking about the power of resilience and determination and how you can tap into that and how it can change your life, and the importance of healthy workplace cultures, the support systems that come with them, and maybe some things or mindsets that you can have to have a healthier relationship with work and the people you work with. So much to uncover. It's that time again. It's tea time, baby. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to another episode of the Empowered Half Hour. And I am so excited to bring you today's guest. Last episode, you met Lene Looney, who is the co-founder and CEO of Powers Peak Potential. And today, you're going to meet our client success manager and executive assistant, Jen Reyes. And she just joined our team about a month ago, and it is an absolute delight to have her on our team. She's a badass. You're going to love her. But Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that you just joined us about a month ago. It's so great to have you on the team. I can already feel your contributions. But with it being International Women's Month and Employee Appreciation Month, I couldn't find a better way to celebrate that than having you and Lene on the show. So let's get into it a little bit. Okay. You just joined us, right? And give the audience a little bit of background of yourself. How did you end up here? What's your backstory before you ended up here? Tell me more.
Okay. Yeah. So growing up, I had a little bit of a challenging childhood. So my mom was in active drug addiction. I mean, me and my sister, she would leave us at the house. I was six. She was three, and I kind of had to play that mother role for her and take care of her at 6 years old. That's insane.
Big responsibility.
Right, right. And eventually she come home one day and was like, okay, girls, let's get your clothes ready. I'm going to take you to your granny's, which is my dad's mother, and she's still alive today. I have her at 33 years old. I couldn't be more.
I love my Grammy too.
Oh, I love her. And she took us there, and I remember her like packing our clothes. And I was like, Mom, why are you packing all of our stuff? And she was like, well, I'm just going to have her wash everything. I need to go to Florida and work, and I'll be back to get you. Well, she dropped us off, never come back and got us, whatever. So we ended up, my granny basically saved us from being like in foster care and all that good stuff. So from there, I lived with her until like my eighth grade year. And then she sheltered me. You know, I couldn't go anywhere. My friends could come to my house, but I could like never go to their house.
Mm-hmm.
So once I hit like my eighth grade year, I was like, okay, like rebellious. Like I want to do stuff.
And you know,
the teenage years. And so my mom was doing really good at that point in her life. And I decided to move back with her. So I did. And one day she was like, hey, get in the car. We're going to go put in job applications. That was back way back when you like filled it out by.
Had to go in person.
You know, yeah. So I did. And I got the job and she made me pay the bills. So I was like going to high school, paying the bills. I missed out like on football games and sports and just like doing all the high school situations. Yeah, so
it sounds like you've always been put in a position to be like overly responsible, kind right. of unjustly, right?
Right. Yeah. And so I worked there for about a year and then I went home from work. She didn't come pick me up. So one of my coworkers took me home and I remember pulling up to our house and there was like ambulances and cops and all that stuff. And they're like, hey, your mom overdosed. Do you have anywhere to go? And I was like, yeah, my granny, I can go back there. And they're like, we'll go in, pack a bag, and we'll take you there. Or my dad came and got me, actually. So then I lived with her up until my junior year. And then my mom got back on the right track. And then I ended up moving back with her where I reside now. I'm in Scioto County. So got a job at Arby's, started working my junior, senior year there. Just getting in that work field, back in the field. So I had this boss, her name was Kelly, and I called her Mama Kelly. And she helped me so much, like that work ethic. So I learned a lot from her. And then I got pregnant with my 13-year-old son, Isaac. Got married shortly, 6 months later, got divorced. You know, I'm
wow. So you've really 18. Been
yes.
Seasons.
So here I am working this job and then being a single mom, and I was done with the fast food stuff. So I ended up getting a job at Walmart and I worked there at overnight. So I went in at like 10 o'clock, got off at 7, and then my granny would keep Isaac for me so I didn't have to do daycare. And a little bit later, I found an apartment back in Scioto County and I moved there and was still working. And then I wasn't making enough money. Like, I remember one day someone made fun of me for having the box TV with the back of it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yes.
And I finally had enough money to go get a flat screen TV. So
such a big moment when you do things. Like, I've had the days of being a single mom too, and I've had to put groceries on different credit cards just to make one,
Oh my gosh. And so
I feel that in a very real way when you finally get to get the upgraded or the new thing. It's a really big deal.
Right. Yeah, it was. And then I got it and my car payment was due. So I had to resell it, unfortunately, to pay my car payment. And so I was like back at square one, and then I come across a job opportunity at the Portsmouth Brewing Company. And I was working, I would like change my clothes in the bathroom and drive to Walmart, and I'd be up for like 24 hours, like working both jobs. And I was like,
we do.
Right. And I'm like, okay, I'm making good money at this new job. Like, I'm going to let Walmart go because I was driving like 45 minutes to get there. And my new job was like 15 minutes away. So it just made sense. And so I worked there for about 7 years and I loved it. I made it my own. I acted like it was my business. Like, I took care of everybody. My boss, her name's Angie. I still talk to her from time to time.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, took me under her wing. And showed me how to cook. She like molded me into the working field. And that's where I learned everything is when I was there and did events with her. Right.
I know you love events. You mentioned that.
Oh yeah. I love events. And
so there's plenty of that in this world. So I can't wait to get out in the fields and do some events with you too.
Right. I know. I'm so excited. And at that point in my life, I ended up on alcohol pretty bad. Like I drank a lot and ended up getting a DUI when I was 21.
Hey, I got a DUI when I was 25.
Yeah. And I felt like, oh, it was so horrible. I've never been in trouble before.
Same.
And so I did all that. And I wasn't the best mom at that point in my life because I was still trying to figure myself out. And I picked myself up off the ground after that DUI, you know what I mean? And I was just like, okay, like, I've got to get my stuff together. So I did. And then I ended up meeting my now husband while I was working there. And we've been together for like going on 9 years. And I got pregnant with Kaylin. So I ended up stopping working when I was like 6 months along, I think. And then he was like, okay, like, just take some time off. And like my health wasn't really good anyways. Like I was like high risk. So took off some work. And then I ended up when she was like 6 months old, I got a job at a local credit union, Atomic Credit Union. And I was there for about 2.5 years. Loved it. Loved the girls that I worked with. It was great. But it was like going to work every day. Like, am I going to lose my job? Like, am I going to get fired today? Is the regional manager going to be there and be like, well, you're terminated. If you made one little mistake, they like.
Yeah, it's not fun working in an environment where the fear is like palpable.
No. And so I just didn't feel like I was so loyal to this company and I felt like I wasn't appreciated. So unfortunately, I did end up getting fired from there and I was devastated because my drawer was short. And it just was awful. So it didn't take me long. I got a job at AT&T.
Okay, I love that. And because I'm in tech and like when
I heard you have a tech background,
I was like, hey girl, I see you.
I know. Yeah. And I love the people I worked with. I was always top three in sales every month. I mean, when I hit the floor running, I had it. And because, you know, I could talk to people. I know a lot of people around here. So it was like people would come in and be like, oh, hey, they're like, oh, you're here working. I'm like, yeah. So, and then the manager there, he was, I would say, a womanizer, a narcissist. You know,
I worked in a toxic work environment too. And it's
It wasn't. And something happened while one of the regional managers was there. And so after they left and stuff, like he ended up reprimanding me on the floor in front of my customer, which was my cousin's friend. So I have proof. And then he ended up pulling me in the office and was like, you're a liar. I didn't do that. And I was like, you said it. Like, you did it. Like, stop
lying.
And so I ended up walking out, like, all upset. And then the HR department called me and was like, I'm so sorry. Do you want to work at another location? Like, we don't want you to quit. And I was like, no, not really. Like, that was a really bad experience for me. And I was really, really excited to work there. So they're like, you can come back in any time. Like it was no fault of your own. And I was like, okay, thank you. So shortly after I had got a job at Discover Bank and I have banking experience. It was great. Work from home. I was like, yes, I can be at home with my kids and not have to worry about anything. And it was a lot like they made you go by a script if you didn't hit certain like pinpoints.
Yeah, you're mentioning that to me. You had to like hit every point, otherwise you're in trouble.
Right. And they would listen to your calls. So you would get graded. And I was just like not being able to do my lot. Like I went in from 2 to 10 PM. So that's like awful. That's awful hours for a mom. Like
sure. You have dinner time and all that stuff too.
Right. And I was just like, I cannot do this anymore. So I just was done with it. And Casey was like, it's fine. You're planning a wedding, take some time off, be whatever. So we spent that summer, we bought a brand new camper. We went camping, we went on trips and I was able to enjoy my family. And for the first time.
Fabulous.
So I'm thankful for like all those experiences, but it just really showed me like how much corporate does not care about you.
Yeah.
pausing the podcast for just a second because I have something so cool that I want to share with you. Are you a personality test junkie like I am? I know that I have taken everything from human design to Gallup strengths to DISC to Enneagram, you name it, I'm taking the test. And my love for personality tests has turned in to a work persona type quiz for you guys. I have spent the last 20 years leading in corporate America, Fortune 500 organizations, and I have learned a thing or two about the different personality types. So this quiz has the outcomes into four primary types: the sage, the superwoman, the savvy, and the supernova. Which one are you? You're going to have to take the quiz and find out. But each unique work persona has its own set of setbacks, its own set of strengths, and I'm all about amplifying those strengths. So I want to get these results into your hands so you can leverage them for your success. You can find the quiz on my website, but it's at beccapowers.com/links, L-I-N-K-S, beccapowers.com/links. And it's the first button on the top. It's called Work Persona Type Quiz. Go ahead, take the quiz, enjoy. And if you want to take it one step further, let me know your persona type. Anyways, let's get back to that show. It's tea time, baby.
There's so much in what you said that I just want to talk about. I mean, oh my gosh, so it's International Women's Month, first of all, and you shared this work experience that you had at AT&T. Work experience can happen anywhere. I worked for a company too that I had, like it was a narcissistic based company. And it really, while I didn't have that same experience, I did get asked to be 50% of myself. I got asked to dim my own light. And it really messed with my self-esteem and my self-worth. And so in the spirit of that, I just want to talk about, I mean, obviously you've rebounded and you've healed, but what did you learn from that lesson? Like, what made you stronger? Because there are women that are listening to this that have experienced the same thing, that maybe didn't have the courage to say anything about it or to handle their situation. Like, again, I left my role, you left your role. But I always like to pull a positive lesson out of the adversity we face. So like, what would you say is something you've learned from that experience?
Definitely always put yourself first and your family. There's plenty of other jobs out there. You can find another job, but you can't find another family.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So always put yourself, your family, your health first. Don't put up with somebody treating you that way. Like, they will replace you the minute you walk out the door. They'll put your job on Indeed. Like, no questions asked. Like, you're replaceable in their eyes. Like, they're just there so you do the little things for them, so they're getting paid for it. They don't care like what you have going on, or you know what I mean? And like,
yes.
I remember one time that I was working at the bank and my little girl was sick at daycare, and I was like, hey, I have to go get her, and I didn't have any hours or sick time left. And they're like, well, you're going to have to find someone to get her, because if you leave, you're at your maximum. And I was just like, okay, like my kid comes first. So that right there, I was like, okay, like I see you. Like I see.
Exactly. I remember too, many times in my corporate career having similar experiences. I think I was on like the third or fourth time in a month where the kids were in daycare, of them having over 100 degree fever, and I have to go pick them up, like you're saying. And I was out of time and had a very similar conversation. Like, Becca, you're a top performer, but you're going to need to find somebody else to support you, because if you leave again, we might have to write you up or take further action. And I'm sitting there like, I'm a mom. I'm a human being who has to take care of another human being. And the fact that you're threatening me with my job is pretty damn ridiculous. So I think it's an important conversation to have, and for us to like talk about that experience, because there are other people facing it too. And it feels very scary when you're threatened like that. Mm-hmm. But I found an immense amount of power when I stood my ground. And I don't know what happened in your case, but in my case, I did not end up losing my job. And I really leaned into the fact that I'm a mom and a top performer. Like, I need space to be both. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but I would love to hear like your point of view of what you think of working moms in the field today.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, those are your dependents. Like, they depend on you. And if you can't be there for them, who else is going to be there for them at the end of the day? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't see how their minds work. It's just like, oh, we don't care about you. Like, whatever.
And that's why the work that we do here at Power to Speak Potential is so important, because we do get up in the workplace and we're working with corporations and teams to help create healthy cultures that are free from burnout, that are free from those type of psychological abuse or psychological safety problems. I haven't had an opportunity to ask you yet, but how does it feel working for a company that supports the opposite of everything you've experienced?
Oh, it is a breath of fresh air. Like, yeah. I have prayed literally, like, please, God, help me find something where I can excel and still be a part of my family's life and get my work done too, like, when I can. And it's just, like, so awesome to me that I can actually, for the first time, put my family first, put my husband first, like, be there for him or the kids' sporting events. Like, I've had to miss out on so many sporting events that it's just sickening to me. And it just sucks. But I am really thankful for the opportunity. And I love you guys so much.
I know, like, we love you too.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I feel free.
Like,
I
was just going to say, and you're vibrating like really good energy. You show up with enthusiasm at work. And I think that's the piece, right? When you're able to treat the people who you work with and work for you, or whatever the relationship is, with respect, you treat them like a human being. You give them the freedom to get their work done in a way that supports their family life. There's been like the scarcity mindset in corporate America for a long time, but this revolution is starting to happen where you start to give the things that you're talking about and you show up even more. You show up excited. You show up with ideas. When you're interacting with our clients, you're very happy and they love you to pieces. So it's such a mind shift from where corporations have been over the years. And I'm really looking forward to having conversations in the future where women didn't have to go through what we've gone through.
Right.
If our company has any role to play in that, that would make my heart so happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very positive energy here, and I couldn't be happier.
So let's change gears a little bit. And you shared a lot of your background and a lot of your personal and professional experiences. But what would you say is like one lesson that's up for you right now, or one aha as you reflect back on the past?
So I feel like it was like a blessing in disguise with everything that I've gone through. Like, it made me a stronger woman. It made me more independent. And even though that I had to grow up at a very small age, I feel like that has made me more of a person. It has made me a go-getter. It has made me be loyal. I'm a very loyal person to everybody in my family. Like, in all my jobs, I have always been so loyal, been there on time, never called off, like, done what was asked of me. And I just feel like, even though I had to get a job at a young age, I feel like that made me more independent and a better person in society. And I like to lift people up. I'm very there for the woman. Like, you go. Like, if I see someone winning, like, you're badass.
Yeah, exactly. So, there's so much more room to support than there is to criticize. And when we lift each other up, we get to not only enjoy the experiences 10 times more, but then we get to impact others in a really positive way too.
Right. And I want to show my little girl how women should be. So,
go off. Yes, that's what it's about. We get to, when you can leverage and like embrace your adversity as your ally, you then get to have this different point of view, like you're saying. Instead of feeling victimized, you're like, listen, I might have been through some hard stuff, but every single thing I have been through has helped me become the woman that I am today. Mm-hmm. And now I know that I'm in a position where I can not only help myself and my family, but help someone else. And like you said, when you have kids, just those actions, you being more authentically you and showing up for you and other people, lets you leave behind a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think that's the coolest thing that I've seen unfold as I've gotten to work with more and more whether it's women or high performance teams, when these boundaries get put in place and priorities get shifted around, legacy and impact seem to be the biggest outcomes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So cool. All right. So I want to ask another question. I can't believe we are just a few minutes away from being done. 30 minutes flies by every single time. I'm always surprised. I look up and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's almost over. So what's an empowering thought or statement that you could give the listeners today based upon where you're at now and where you see yourself going?
I would say to all the women out there, even if you're struggling, even if you're going through what you're going through, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. You just have to be positive. You have to want it and it'll happen. You just got to keep going. You can't give up. And I did not give up. And everything that I've been through in my life has made me stronger. So I'm not mad about everything that I've gone through. It just makes me very thankful that I did not end up the way that
you could have.
I could have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I love that message so much. And well, Jen, thank you for being part of the Powers Peak Potential team. We are just absolutely thrilled to have you. Thank you for being a guest on the Empowered Half Hour with only being a month here. I'm like, come on the podcast. I want people to
know.
Say hello.
I love it.
That's awesome. Well, thanks again. And that wraps up this week's episode.
I know. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to the Empowered Half Hour, the podcast where we bring you empowering stories to help you overcome any obstacle and tap into your true potential. I'm so grateful to our guests for sharing their stories and inspiring us to let go of limitations, reconnect with our radiance, and soar into our success. Remember, you're capable of achieving great things. And when you unleash your unlimited potential, your whole world will change in the most unexpected and magical ways. If you enjoyed the Empowered Half Hour today, please give this host some love and leave us a review. You can also spread some positive tea today by sharing these episodes with your friends, because empowered people empower people. Oh, and one more thing before we wrap up, grab your phone, unless you're driving, grab that phone, open Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook, whichever one's your fave. Search for @BeccaPowers1313. That's @BeccaPowers1313. And connect with me for daily empowering thoughts. You can DM me questions or just follow me for all things Becca. If you're driving, all that info is going to be in the show notes. Thanks for listening. And until next time, live empowered.